you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And when you use one of those, you're going to
brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. You sharpen a razor on a leather
strap.
And the thing you put in the revolver?
Cartridge.
The piece of playground equipment where a child balances on each end and they go up and down.
Mm-hmm. Seesaw.
Any other names for that? Mm-hmm. When they're playing on that, you'd say they're doing what?
Seesaw.
Okay. Do you have a name for the limber plank that's fixed at both ends and children jump up and down in the middle?
Sure, no.
You never saw anybody do that, huh? Okay, how about a plank that was anchored in the middle to a post and children get on each end and they spin around?
The only thing that comes to mind is a merry-go-round, but that doesn't consist of a single plank. It's the sort of thing you see in playgrounds. Circular mm-hmm. contraption, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's circular. It doesn't consist of just one plank.
You don't have a name for the homemade thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing that you make by tying two ropes from a tree limb and it has a seat?
Swing.
Mm-hmm. What do you carry coal in?
A bucket, I guess. I'm familiar with coal scuttle. It has sort of a scooped out, tapered sort of shape.
Mm-hmm. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
Is that the same as a flue?
I wouldn't think so. I'm not. This business of flue is hazy with me. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I don't think I would call the, I wouldn't say that the flue is the same thing as the chimney. Apparently it's something inside the house that goes up to the chimney somewhere, but I'm not at all clear on that.
Okay. The small vehicle with one wheel in front and two handles for carrying heavy things?
Wheelbarrow.
All right. Have you ever heard that called a Georgia buggy?
Nope.
Okay. What do you sharpen a small thing, a knife or something on, a small portable thing?
Probably say wet rock.
Okay. How about a big one for sharpening large things that might turn around?
Grindstone.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you drive is a?
Car.
Do you ever call it anything else?
I might say automobile. Rarely.
If something was squeaking in the car to lubricate it, what would you do to it?
Grease it.
And yesterday you?
Greased it.
If grease got over your oil, grease got all over your hands, you would say they are all
greasy.
Okay. You have a door hinge that's squeaking. What should you do to that?
I'll put some oil on it.
All right. What would they burn in lamps a long time ago?
Kerosene.
Any other name for it?
Mm.
Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made with a rag bottle and kerosene?
Makeshift lamp? No. Not familiar with flambeau.
Okay. Inside the tire of a
car.
Wait,
let me back up on that flambeau.
Uh-huh.
When I think of flambeau, I think of these, I guess they're torches, but they're not made with a bottle or anything like that. But I think of the things that are used in parades at Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those things are called flambeaus.
Mm-hmm. Inside the tire of a car, there used to be an inner
tube.
Mm-hmm. You've just built a boat. You're going to put it in the water. You say you're going to
launch it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Rowboat.
Does it have a flat bottom?
Could. Not necessarily. It might be curved.
Are the ends pointed or square?
Well, could be flat. Could be square. Mm-hmm. Could be tapered.
Any other types?
Still a rowboat.
Other types of small boats, or are they all rowboats?
They're all rowboats to me.
Okay.